This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Kelly Catraba. Major shippers on the Mississippi River fear a halt to barge traffic as the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers begins reducing the flow from upstream reservoirs on the Missouri River. The stakes are especially high in St. Louis, which is home to several barge companies. Craig Phillip is the CEO of Ingram Barge Company based in Nashville, Tennessee.
Waterborne commerce on this key stretch of the mid-Mississippi between St. Louis and Cairo, Illinois, will be negatively and severely affected in early December as a result of the current low water levels and plans to reduce the flows of water from dams on the upper Missouri.
The Army Corps has been dredging the Mississippi almost nonstop for months to maintain a navigable channel throughout this year's record drought. Despite their efforts, scores of barges still ran aground, halting and delaying traffic on a system which moves $180 billion in freight each year. Some University of Missouri students spent Thanksgiving serving turkey on a U.S. Navy amphibious assault ship in the Pacific Ocean. Six students from the school's hospitality management program prepared holiday meals on the USS Boxer in San Diego this week as part of the Adopt-A-Ship program. The effort links Navy chefs with their civilian counterparts through the American Culinary Foundation. Mizzou has participated in the program five times previously, but this is the first effort since 2008. Columbia Public School libraries are working to bring 21st century skills to youth with an increase in iPads and other mobile technology in school media centers. KBIA's India Everett visited Alpha Heart Lewis Elementary to learn more.
The Columbia Public School System has been adding a growing emphasis on technology over the past few years. There are now 29 professional specialists placed in schools to encourage the students and teachers to use technology effectively. Computer literacy is a focus even in the elementary schools, and the specialists hope that iPads and other mobile tools will aid the learning processes throughout the district. Fifth graders at Alpha Heart Lewis Elementary have recently had the opportunity to take digital videos and pictures. Erica Finch is the media specialist at Alpha Heart Lewis. She says the students of all ages are enjoying the increase in technology available at school.
Students can read books online with My On Reader. They really seem to enjoy it. Every time they come to the computer lab, they ask if they can do it. So they really enjoy getting to have traditional things in a different, presented a different way.
Finch says the media specialists also emphasize internet safety and cyberbullying precautions as part of the expanding curriculum. India Everett, KBIA News.
Columbia is doing well in the real estate market. The number of homes sold in Columbia so far in 2012 has already surpassed the yearly total from 2011 by more than 100. The Columbia Board of Realtors says that 1,629 homes were sold between January and October. Board of Realtors President Kim Coleman says we can expect sales numbers to remain strong so long as interest rates stay low. For KBIA News, I'm Kelly Catraba.